save you the pain. Just to chew up every photograph, swallow it with the rain. 'Cause your head is a house that you live in your whole life. There are some things you cannot forget. They stay stuck like a knife.
Fun from Grimm, from the record Your House, Your Head is a House. That is Your Head is a House that you live in your whole life. Definitely recommend checking that out on Bandcamp or wherever else you like to get your music. You can check out the band at Grimm with two M's, grimm.town. That's their website. Cool. I'm going to keep things rolling and get right into the return of recurring segment, What Did Jesse Find in the CJSF Music Archive? And this week, it's a compilation CD called Music Works 53. And usually when I'm down there, I skip over the compilations pretty quickly. I don't know why. This has taught me that perhaps I should not, because there's all sorts of cool stuff in there. And this Music Works is an ongoing compilation series from the 90s and 2000s that features all sorts of different kinds of things. But this one is called, number 53 is called Radiophonics and Other Phonies. And so there's a whole bunch of excerpts from radio art and radio plays and other cool stuff. There's a bunch of radio by kids. There's a weird dystopian, like, future medical sci-fi horror bit. There's a recording of a seminar where someone has recorded and re-recorded and re-recorded William S. Burroughs' quote to the point that it becomes distorted and weird. There's all sorts of cool stuff on here. And I am going to play you an excerpt from Voices Lost and Calling, which is a piece by Francis Dyson, who is Australian. And this 26-minute piece focuses on the similarities and differences between voices and callings, religious voices, spirit voices, and the voice on the telephone, transmitted via various spiritual or theological mediumistic and electronic means. Conceptually, the piece explores relationships between philosophical notions of disembodiment and the transmission of the disembodied voice so familiar to Western culture. So let's get into it. I got to start now, so we got time for the next bit. This is fun and weird, so enjoy.
I was overwhelmed not so much by the content of the interview, but by the amount of noise and static and radio signal that had permeated. I couldn't help sensing an insubstantiality to the voice, as if it were merely the auspices through which these signals and tappings could obtain a hearing. This event, it seemed, was both wireless and telephone, and its peculiarities demanded an additional confirmation. Ringing Denise the following day, I wanted to be sure I wasn't simply hearing things.
This is a telecom announcement. The number you have called is not available from this service.
You were asking about signals from radios and telephones, and how as a sensitive one picked up these things. So they probably thought in their... I don't think mine are all that playful, but sometimes they have their little jokes, and maybe that they were just letting us all know that they were there.
This is the telecom announcement. The number you have called is not connected.
To answer the call, you must stop what you are doing, what you have been, and become what you are. As a thing which answers an answering machine, you are automatically indebted for your very existence for the caller.
Get to answer. As if I'm not at home, when in fact you're not there. You're not at home. What kind of listening hears only the background, only the ambience of making a connection?
Great stuff from the Music Works 53 compilation. That is an excerpt from Francis Dyson's Voices Lost and Calling. You can find the whole thing out there on the internet, or you can come by the station and borrow a copy of this excerpt and some others if you're into that kind of thing. All sorts of things you can do as a volunteer here at the station. You can go on air, or you can do behind the scenes things like digitizing old CDs and tapes and records and all sorts of stuff. So come on by, or email our volunteer coordinator, vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. That's the number 4, vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. And now we are going to hear an interview with the SFU Pipe Band. Simon Fraser University has a world-renowned and world-class University Pipe Band. They play all sorts of big events. And Connor, our CJSF music director, who incidentally, it is his birthday today, so happy birthday, Connor. He did this interview, and it's going to take us through to the end of the hour. So enjoy this, and think happy birthday to Connor, who is very passionate about his Celtic heritage, and got to do this interview with the SFU Pipe Band. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm Rob McNeil, president of the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band. You're on CJSF 90.1.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. We have a bit of a special interview with you today. We're here live, courtesy of the Simon Fraser Pipe Band. And with me is Rob McNeil, the president of the SFU Pipe Band.
Yes, it's been a great day here. We've been performing a concert in the inner courtyard of the AQ. It's been brilliant weather here, not too hot, not too cold. And we had our development band, our Robert Malcolm Memorial 3, opened for us, and then we put on basically a show for nearly an hour. And what a huge crowd. Oh, tremendous. all ringing around this area. It's so good to see.
I heard the MC put the figure at around 500 people up here.
I would think so, yeah. There was people ringing the whole thing, even up on the little mound that is there. It was just incredible to see that this number of people come out.
And the name of the concert that you'll be performing a little bit later in the month in August in Scotland is Generations, and that really harkens back to how the fact that this is a family-bred and run organization and that there are multiple lineages running throughout the band.
That's absolutely correct. We have a number of players in the band that are playing right now that are basically the sons, daughters of players that are played in the past there. But also the Generations theme comes to our music too, because we are basically performing some pieces of music that we played before, and we brought them back with a slightly different twist here. And so this concert allowed us to be able to preview a few of those pieces.
I recognized a few of them. I heard the band perform both in competition and in concert at the Coquitlam Highland Games at ScotFest BC, and I recognized a few of them. One of my favorite arrangements that you did here today was the lovely group ensemble version of the Sky Boat song, and it happened to feature a keyboardist with some synthesized music underneath.
Absolutely. That was Piper Alistair Lee who basically put together that arrangement. But that's been a favorite of the band for a while, but we decided to make it a prominent part of this concert and what's coming up for us also, because it is a recognizable piece with regard to the Outlander series, a famous Scottish song, TV recognition. What could be better than just opening this concert here on the mountain with it? Yeah.
And also I noticed that we had several different types of pibracht, which is piping in Gaelic. We had solo piping, we had group and ensemble, and also with regards to the drum corps, there was a drum corps solo, as well as some pieces that featured the more traditional tenor drum.
Yes, absolutely. And that drum salute that was performed basically harkens back to 30 years ago, almost exactly. And it's named after basically a street where a number of the players in the band lived at the time, 420 Bing Street. So it was great to see a new generation of players now playing that piece that basically made its debut in the SFU Theater here in March of 1993.
Amazing. The band has several awards. I know that you are six-time world champions, as well as the Robert Malcolm Memorial Band has six of their own. And most recently, the SFU Drum Corps is the current reigning drum corps champions at the World Championship.
That's correct. In 2022, they won it convincingly with three of four firsts.
Wow.
It was just incredible.
And that's with drum major Reed Maxwell, is that correct?
Yes, lead drummer Reed Maxwell, yes.
And we have our pipe major, Alan Bevan, is that correct?
Alan Bevan, yes. And Jack Lee, who is also basically doing sort of double duties as MC today and also as the pipe sergeant of the band.
Yeah, Jack and Terry Lee, and also one of the sons of the Lee family is also in the pipe corps as well, too.
That's right. Jack's two sons play in the band. Yeah, Andrew Lee and John Lee.
And funny thing about Andrew, I was flying back from Europe last summer, and we were flying out of Reykjavik, Iceland, and I was in the line for the flight to Vancouver, and guess who's in front of me? The pipe band, just coming back from the World Championships that year. So I got on, I mentioned that I work at the radio station, and it just made for, you know, a very relaxing flight to know you're surrounded by a world-class band.
Yes, absolutely. Many of the players take that route through Iceland, given all the other challenges in going through the States and even in Canada.
Yeah.
So it was great that you basically fortuitously hooked up there.
Absolutely. And you and I passed a few months ago just kind of walking in the convocation hall, and I noticed you're wearing the SFU Pipe Band tartan, and I mentioned, oh, hey, it's always good to see a kilted gentleman. And that was where kind of our connection started, as well as where we heard about this concert today, and we were promoting it with a little bit of a PSA on CJSF, so it's always great to help out the band.
Yes, and I remember that evening we were coming down, because we were actually, it was myself and our lead drummer, Reed Maxwell, that were coming back from basically a recognitions day there. And so this is one of the great things about it, and Jack touched on it in his sort of closing remarks. SFU Ceremonies and Events does a tremendous job in putting on these events for the university, the convocations and the special ceremonies and other things like that. And we're so proud to be a part of the ceremonies and events and helping with regard to convocation and even little concerts like this today that all help to promote Simon Fraser University.
Absolutely. It's a jewel in the crown up here on the mountain to have a world-class pipe band. And for those of you who happen to be in Scotland, can you tell us a little bit about the dates and the times of that concert for those who happen to be in Glasgow?
Yes, the concert is called the Generations Concert. It is taking place on Wednesday, August 16th at 7:30 at the, it's called the SCC Armadillo, basically the Scottish Exhibitions Campus, the Armadillo Theatre. And just a brief note about that is that these concerts normally are held in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, but because of renovations going on, they couldn't secure that or be certain that we would be able to get it there. Well, 2 days ago, we surpassed the total number of ticket sales that we would have had in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, so we're heading towards a sellout in the SCC Armadillo.
Oh, fantastic. It doesn't surprise me with the caliber of musicianship that is here. And as a percussionist myself and as a classical musician going back, it's obvious when rhythms are tight and tuning is on. And maybe you could talk a little bit about the need for tuning in an environment such as a pipe band.
Oh, absolutely. As Jack mentioned during his comments during the concert today, the pipes are temperamental with regard to temperature and humidity and other things, so they do require some very fine tuning to make sure that all the pipes are sounding in unison. The same with the drums, too, making sure that they're all pitched correctly. The snares and also the tenors are basically pitched at different pitches, and of course the bass is basically that heartbeat of the band.
And I know playing percussion back in high school and university that the tightness of a pipe band snare drum is quite different, and the sticks are very different. They're a little bit bigger than typical drumsticks, but they're much lighter.
Yes, absolutely. These are sort of high-tension drums here that are tightly, you know, cranked up there. But you're right that the stickers are slightly lighter because there's a lot of intricate rudiments that are going on.
Absolutely. For those of you who know your regimental style playing, things like flams and rolls and paradiddles all feature very heavily in Scottish drum.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, we wish you the best for Scotland. Everyone here at CGSF and the university is gunning for you. You have our full weight of everyone here on the mountain. Thank you again. This is Rob McNeil from the SFU Pipe Band. Any closing words?
The only closing words here is that the days of the World Championships are basically Friday, August 18th, and Saturday, August 19th. And there will be live streams of both those performances, SFU playing on the Friday and SFU playing in the competitions on the Saturday, too. So you can tune in to either BBC Scotland, or there's a website called pipesdrums.com that will have the links to those live streams if people want to watch it from here.
Absolutely. I'll be tuning in. Again, thank you so much. Tapalev.
Thank you so much. Thanks again.
Cheers. You just listened to an interview featuring Rob McNeil of the SFU Pipe Band, president of the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band, which regularly practices up here on the mountain, and you can hear them at convocation and ceremony. We are so thankful for the opportunity that we got to hear them perform live in the AQ just a few weeks ago, and we have breaking news from Glasgow for you. As of last week, the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band are now 2 times World Drum Corps champions. That's right, everybody. Under the tutelage of Reed Maxwell, the drum corps of the SFU Pipe Band has been crowned champions once again. The band placed 4th overall in the overall pipe band category. And there were some fantastic, fantastic results from that day in Glasgow in the middle of August. And of course, if you want to check out the results from the event, you can check out the RSPBA, the Royal Scottish Pipe Band Association. And I believe that's rspba.org. As well as if you want information about the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band, or if you're interested in joining such a illustrious group, you can check out sfupipeband.com.